Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese podcast, and this is The Shred for the third week of May 2023. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on their platform. So if you need to hire, talk to JobCase today. Learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. Oh, boy. Out of the news in no particular order, but let's start with this train wreck. CareerBuilder has reached an agreement to sell its international business to a recruitment marketplace in Greece called Careera. The deal includes CareerBuilder sites in the UK, France, Germany, Sweden, Vietnam, and India. The new group will have over 300 employees and offices in 10 cities. No financial details of the deal were disclosed. Meanwhile, CareerBuilder has reportedly laid off a significant number of employees, with sources estimating up to 60% of its workforce in the U.S. The company has also appointed Jeff Furman as the new CEO, replacing Susan Arthur, effective from May 19th. The sale of CareerBuilder's international business will apparently enable the company to focus on growth in the United States, where it still is one of the top five job sites, believe it or not. California-based Orbi AI has announced its emergence from stealth mode to further develop its AI platform. The company has also secured $4.5 million in seed funding from investors, which will be used to grow the team and further research and develop the product. Orbi's platform is designed to identify repetitive work steps and generate code to automate them without the need for coding. The company's founding team have prior experience at places like UiPath and Google Cloud AI. Founded in 2022, the company employs 7 people. Salsa, a startup based in San Francisco, has raised $10 million in funding. Salsa offers a solution that allows software platforms to embed and launch payroll features within their own products, enabling businesses to manage their payroll within the same software application they use to manage their teams. The investment will be used to further develop the product and expand the team. Salsa currently serves the U.S. and Canadian businesses.
Take off, Lee. We're doing our movie. Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
And its revenue model involves taking a share of the software company's earnings from the payroll solution. Founded in 2021, the company employs 32 people. Zurich-based robotics startup Anybotics has announced a $50 million Series B funding round to support the deployment of its ruggedized four-legged robot, Animal X. That's animal like any mall. Anyway, the funding will be used to expand internationally and enhance the robot's AI capabilities, particularly in maintenance work. Animal is designed for industries with challenging and risky jobs, filling job openings and ensuring worker safety in processing plants. Founded in 2016, they employ 108 people. San Francisco-based Twitter, has reportedly made its first acquisition under Elon Musk's leadership, purchasing a fellow San Fran-based job-matching tech startup called Lasky. Reports say the acquisition aligns with Musk's vision of transforming Twitter into a multifunctional super app. Lasky's website, currently closed for business, if you want to go see it, told job seekers, quote, "Build a profile, don't apply to jobs, companies apply to you," end quote. The exact acquisition price was not disclosed, but is estimated to be in the tens of millions and was paid in cash and stock. Lasky had raised $6 million, according to Crunchbase. Founded in 2021, Lasky employed 26 people. Colorado-based Bonusly has announced the appointment of Judith Bartels as Vice President of Product and Design. Bartels, no word if James will be joining her, who previously served as Senior Director of Design, will now be responsible for overseeing the end-to-end Bonusly experience, including product strategy and design execution. Founded in 2012, the company employs 85 people. Connecticut-based Recruitix has acquired Wilmington, Delaware-based Jammer, a video recruitment platform. Jammer enables organizations to engage job seekers through employee-generated video content. The acquisition will allow Recruitix clients to scale their use of video recruitment, which the company says has shown success in attracting both active and passive candidates. Founded in 2021, Jammer employs only two people. Utah-based Bamboo HR has appointed Ryan Packer as its chief technology officer. In this new role, Packer will oversee the technical functions of Bamboo HR and guide the company's deployment of technologies like artificial intelligence. Packer brings 12 years of experience from Adobe, where he led engineering organizations and was responsible for various Adobe products. Founded back in 2008, the company employs 1,382 people. Indianapolis-based Qualify has secured $4.5 million in funding to support its growth and development. This brings total funding to $7.7 million. Qualify plans to use the funding to enhance its hiring platform, establish industry partnerships, and address evolving recruitment challenges. The company aims to streamline the hiring process and provide a memorable candidate experience through automation and asynchronous phone interviews. Founded back in 2019, the company employs 26 people. New Jersey-based True has announced its acquisition of New York-based Jopwell, a hiring platform focused on advancing the careers of underrepresented groups, including Black, Latinx, and Native American professionals. The acquisition enhances True's offering in diversity, equity, and inclusion by complementing its executive-level recruitment services. Founded back in 2015, Jopwell employs 94 people. And finally, London-based Clue, that's Clue without the E, has secured a £1.2 million investment for its skills-based inclusive hiring platform that focuses on neuro-inclusive and accessible design principles and emphasizes upskilling and confidence building for both hiring teams and job seekers. The company plans to expand its service to Northwest England and aims to launch in the government sector across Europe by 2025. Founded in 2020, Clue employs 17 people. Guys, all employee data was provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to JobCase for supporting The Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people and fast. Hit up jobcase.com/hire today to learn more. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.